Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. Well, this episode, it looks like we're going to take a look at a song called Easy Come. And Easy Come is on 2010's Letting the Sunlight Back In album. And so we'll take a listen to Easy Come, and then we'll talk about it on the other side.
Suck anyway, yeah, yeah.
pretty sure that's the first song I ever used the word suck in. Maybe the only one. Anyway, Easy Come, Easy Go. Wow, 2010. You know, we're just like, we were not too far out from that that big economic crash. This entire album, Letting the Sunlight Back In, a very optimistic title for a very activist album. And this particular song, I think, kind of ticks off a number of boxes that were pretty central in my thinking at the time. So we'll just dive right into it. And by the way, just musically, I was playing around with the dynamic of jumping back and forth between just a very gentle acoustic refrain that kept coming back and forth with a little, you know, a little advice, and then the heavier, harder hitting verses. And so I kind of like that dynamic. That was this may have been one of the earlier albums that I played around with getting out of just the that pure acoustic dynamic, an acoustic feel. But anyway, a lot of electric guitar in this one. So Easy Come, Easy Go. What you thought? Well, it just ain't so. You can plan all your hours and days, but they're all just going to happen anyway. Yeah, they're all just going to happen anyway. I know that I was probably three-ish years into a job, the current job that I'm in now, in which for the first time in my life, I had to do more planning, more scheduling, more keeping on top of all my appointments than I've ever had to do before. And so I'm sure there was a little bit of angst with me as far as that whole business of making plans and then having to change plans, and then what you did plan didn't happen, and what you didn't plan did happen, and so there's certainly a bit of that in there. Let's go ahead and take a look at this first verse. We'll come back. That refrain comes back each time. Well, I knew a man up to his eyes in stock. He was always buying low and selling on the top. Then a fat-fingered clerk hit the wrong key, and all his numbers floated off into the bottomless sea. So a lot of talk was going on at the time about this massive crash that we had, of course, around 2008 into 2009. And we were just now in 2010 trying to figure out what the heck happened with that. And was it just essentially a fat-fingered clerk? The wrong buttons got pushed and something happened, or was it something deeper than that? And, of course, the frustration that so many lives, so many fortunes, it's all a numbers game. It's all a numbers game. We're shifting numbers here and there, and those numbers, where are they coming from? Where do they go? And can they just disappear off into the ether? And a lot of people found out that they can just disappear, and so easy come, easy go, all the plans. And then, so, of course, we come back to the refrain then. And then the following verse after that. Now I saw a girl, she was hungry for love, and the lover she was with fed her just like a glove. But the winter ended and the ice was freed, and they both floated off like cottonwood seed. At this point, you know, we knew a number of people who were having some struggles in relationships. And I think sometimes it's frustrating. I mean, I feel incredibly, incredibly fortunate to have been in a relationship now for 32 going on 33 years with my wife. And we were actually in relationship for probably nearly 4 years before that. We dated. And we've had our ups and downs and all of that, but the relationship has stayed. But I know so many people who have not have not been that fortunate. And this is not a matter of blame or figuring out what went, you know, who to point the finger at. But this is a matter of how these things that are so incredibly important in our lives, relationships, how they can seem so so solid and then just fade away. And how hurtful that is. And then sometimes how flippant we are with relationships. Today's flavor is not tomorrow's flavor, you know, and I question that as well. So there's some disillusionment there with relationships, and recognizing the value, the deep value and abiding value of a long, deep relationship. And so then we come back to the refrain again. And I think there's a little instrumental little instrumental refrain in there where the electric guitar kicks in. And then the following verse after that. Now there was a country that would go to war. It was an eye for an eye. They had to even the score. Every flash of a drone or explosive device killed an enemy once, made an enemy twice. You know, it's no secret. I was a fan of the Obama administration. The one policy I struggled with over and over was the drone policy, was questioning what is it we're doing. When we take out 100 enemies and make 200 or 300 more, and this idea that as we try to clumsily solve a problem by, especially when we try to solve it with violence, how that violence begets more problems, and how solving one thing and creating three or four or five or 10 other problems while solving the one you were trying to solve really doesn't get us very far, especially when it comes to geopolitical politics and war. And so that frustration there that we think we can solve things so easily. I certainly think that has some resonance, with our current administration clumsily trying to solve something like it's easy to just drop a few bombs or just launch a missile or two, and that'll solve it all. So we go back then to the refrain, easy come, easy go. What you thought? Well, it just ain't so. You can plan all the hours and all the days, but they're all just going to happen anyway. Yeah, they're all just going to happen anyway. A lot of it's out of our control. So the last verse. Now there was a people, and they were so smart. They tried to build them a heaven, tearing the world apart. But when they opened the gates and their faces all fell, there was not much left but a customized hill. So once again, a lot of resonance with today and concerns about global climate change and the destruction that we're wreaking all to build our own little heaven. All of the petroleum, all of the energy production, all of the mining, all of the things, working to build to build a better world by tearing up the one that we have doesn't seem too smart. And I hope we can all figure it out soon before we open the gates and find our own customized hell just a little too late. So we get to that final refrain. Easy come, yeah, easy go. What you thought, well, it just ain't so. You can plan all your hours and all of your days, but if you're not given love, it's going to suck anyway. Not given love, not given love, not given love. It's going to suck anyway. You can plan all your hours and all of your days, but if you're not given love, it's going to suck anyway. If you're not given love. So ultimately, and I guess that's the optimist in me. This is a song full of frustration about various things that that either we plan and they don't turn out that way, or our own clumsiness and short-sightedness creates a bigger problem than we set out to solve. Love solves so many problems. Real love, true love, love that's willing to self-sacrifice, that's willing to take the long view instead of the short view, to look beyond the personal, the private, even look beyond the tribal, look beyond the national, look toward the human issues. That's what solves things. So thanks for spending another few minutes with me here with Dance and Moon Songcast. You can find all of my music and for streaming or for purchase at scottsimpsonmusic.com. And, of course, we put out these podcasts every Friday. So I hope you'll join me again next time. Be well.